Track 3. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt is overjoyed to spend a day at a wedding and remembers her own courtship.
I've just been to a wedding. It was joyous, and even more so because it involved activities I've not done for ages. There was no mention of the C word and no masks. Instead, there was carefree dancing and hugs. Lots of them. In fact, I think in just one evening I had more hugs from people outside my family than I have in the past 2 years. And it felt good. This summer we have more to look forward to. Another wedding, finally taking place exactly 2 years after originally scheduled. The bride and groom have been incredibly sanguine and patient, but it'll be so wonderful to see them having their big day at last. Then we have the Elton John concert at Carrow Road, an event I couldn't have imagined going to for the past 2 summers. My older brother took me to see Elton play Wembley in 1986. It was one of my first gigs, and I remember being blown away by his live performance. I just had to see him play one more time on his farewell tour. And finally, a trip to see one of the musical stars of the future. I have tickets to Latitude with my daughter, who's a massive fan of Phoebe Bridgers, a young singer with a haunting, beautiful voice, even if her songs all seem to be rather sad. Life finally feels like it's getting back to some sort of normal. I was able to be with my father for his 85th birthday, after 2 years of him birthdaying on his own. And I've seen my relatives who live abroad for the first time since 2019. Again, more hugs. Thank you, Zoom, FaceTime, WhatsApp, for keeping us connected in the worst of times. But nothing beats the feel, the smell, the warmth of wrapping your arms around someone you care about. The wedding was for two of our work colleagues, a BBC Look East love match. Robbie, one of our journalists, was marrying Nicola, one of our directors. They're carrying on a Look East tradition of office romances that's been going on for decades. When Alex and I got together 25 years ago, we were among many couples in the newsroom. Reporters such as Andrew Sinclair and Mike Liggins also met their wives at Look East. Amelia Reynolds and David Whiteley are, of course, another office love story. Then there were those who joined the BBC while already together. For example, my fellow presenter Carol Bundock and her husband Ian Barmer. For those of us who've been around a while, it's not only lovely to see the younger generation pairing up and starting lives together, it's also wonderful to watch them grow in their careers at Look East. Robbie joined us as a novice journalist brimming with passion and ambition. He's now an award-winning TV reporter with a reputation for bringing in exclusive stories. Nicola started doing shifts as a script runner and operating the autocue. As she gained experience, she became a production assistant, then a technical operator, and is now our youngest director. It's dynamic, creative young people like them who are the future of the BBC. As I watched nostalgically from my 50-something perch, I overhear exchanges like this among the young'uns in the newsroom. I still can't get my head around the fact I'm turning 30. I know, it feels so old. It reminds me of a conversation I had with Alex when we first started going out. I was 27, he was 34. I was trying to get him to go out with me to a nightclub in Norwich. It was probably Boswell's back then. He demurred, saying he was an old man. Make the most of it, I want to cry to the current 30-year-olds. I'd happily do it all again, only better this time, of course. I would appreciate my youth and vitality so much more. I would take more risks. And this time, I wouldn't take no for an answer. I'd drag that man down to Tombland and get him on the dance floor.